So today here on the program, we're featuring the Quincy Citywide PTO, who we've never had on the program before, so I thought it was long overdue to feature the group and tell them a little bit about what they do and how you might be able to get involved. So the president, Jill Sabin, is here, and Secretary Shiv Singh. Ladies, welcome. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
No, it's great. It's a great opportunity, I think, to talk about this organization that kind of is the umbrella group for individual PTOs, Jill, right? All
yes.
across the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the individual PTOs don't like report up into us. They all still do their own thing.
Okay.
But we are there as a resource to them. We have monthly meetings where they can come to us and ask questions, and we really collaborate with anyone that's on the call to offer, you know, their experiences and suggestions to all work together to find a solution to
So PTO, parent-teacher organization,
yes.
right? Or also parent-teacher council, is that?
This is more of a council, okay. but I think parent advisory council is kind of a newer term.
Yeah.
As Shiv and I were preparing for this, we learned that the citywide PTO was established in the late 70s, early 80s.
Wow.
So I think that we've just continued to follow with the language that families knew at that time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yep, but we are more, we operate more of as an advisory council than an actual parent-teacher organization.
Right, right. But it is a separate entity, right?
Correct.
So, yeah, how is it kind of organized?
It is organized as we have myself as the president, Colleen Doyle is our vice president, Shiv is our correspondence secretary. We also have Gina as our recording secretary, and
Grace.
Grace as our EDI lead and treasurer. She has two hats. And what we really do is we are just focused on bringing equity across all of the schools and to all of the families to ensure that the education they're receiving is similar as possible across the spectrum as
we can. Yeah, and what are some key ways that you do that? You know, what are some of your policies, I guess you will.
Some of
projects.
Our policies. Yeah. I'm going to let Shiv hop in on that.
All right, okay.
So I've been associated with Citywide since, I think, 2020 October.
Oh, so relatively new.
Yeah,
okay.
At that time, Courtney was the president.
Courtney Proteus?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she was the president. And the whole goal was to get all schools together because we have 19 total schools.
Great.
11 elementary schools, 5 middle schools too, you know, and plus there's preschool, right? So we wanted to see what's happening everywhere. So we are a platform which shares things. So when PTOs come together and they say, how did you fundraise? How do you use Venmo? Like really technical things.
Yes.
So everyone can share with each other what people are doing.
Okay.
And the other thing is being a platform for advocacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of times parents don't know where to go. So we become a platform for them to come to us, and then we can reach the SLT, which is
the superintendent's leadership.
Superintendent's leader.
So connecting it with the administration, basically.
We're a great bridge between the parents and the families and the SLT. Any questions that we can't solve in our meetings or through them outreaching to us, we bring to SLT and have them help us out.
Yeah,
and I would like to say that the SLT has been amazing with us, and it all started with us finding out that QPS is extremely diverse, right?
Mm-hmm,
like
there
are about 72 different languages spoken.
Wow.
72 different languages are spoken. So we realized that, you know, like people are unable to communicate with, you know, each other. And also the schools were getting hard time communicating. So then we realized that we need family liaisons, like people who can be a bridge between families who, let's say, are Mandarin speakers, Cantonese speakers, and with the school administration and the teachers. So we advocated for family liaisons. They listened. We advocated for a language line, like where you can call in and you can speak in your language, they can understand in English, right?
Okay.
And that helped to take out so many gaps, you know, of getting in touch with each other and improving, let's say, the efficiency, but really to build connection.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Quincy Multicultural Festival was another thing that came out of our advocacy. Yes.
I didn't know that was, and
QPS was super, super supportive. Mm-hmm. It is all started from the fact that we are so diverse, mm-hmm. but we did not have a common platform to bring everybody together. So that's how Citywide, did that. Then we did a crane project also, which I don't know if you've ever been to Quincy High School. There are cranes hanging there, you know.
I know the flags are hanging there.
Yeah, there are cranes since 21, I think 21 June, the cranes are also hanging there.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of community building.
Yes.
And it's a lot of getting all the schools together. Mm. Like some PTOs, it's so easy for them to fundraise. Some PTOs, not so easy. Mm. Another success story, I would say, is SNUG. Though SNUG, people who are working in current PTO of SNUG are unbelievable. They did a lot of work. It started with zero. There was no PTO in SNUG.
SNUG Harbor School
yes,
you're talking
yes.
about?
Yes, okay. And we supported them, and mm-hmm. they did a lot of work. I would like to shout out Christina Duncan.
Of course,
she did a lot of work, and from zero to now, I think they have a decent money, and they do a lot of things, because PTOs are necessary to bring families together of the same schools too, right? So that's where we come in, as a support, common platform, as an advocacy group.
Yeah.
So, and we were proud of all the work that we were able to accomplish, but not without the support of Dr. Perkins and Kevin Relvey. Really grateful to them. They have been very open about any suggestion, any feedback, and they have really taken it and run away with it.
So all these folks, Jill, on the Citywide PTO are volunteering your time, right?
Yes, yeah. All volunteers.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what about on the individual PTOs? Are they also?
Those are also all volunteers.
Volunteering,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I believe most schools has at least one teacher representative since it's PTOs. Maybe the high schools are more PACs focused, but yes, all volunteers.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It really is. Yeah. To see the dedication from the parents across the district.
Yeah, I would just like to make one small point too about getting engaged in PTOs. I would request people to really get engaged, because it increases a sense of belonging of students too.
Yes.
And increases your investment.
although their children may be totally embarrassed.
Yeah. Like my daughter said, I kind of volunteered, though I'm not, my child is not in high school,
right.
But I went for this senior night out. I wanted to experience it.
Okay.
And the PAC president of Quincy High is a friend of mine, and she did come, and I experienced it. And her daughter said, do not come to North Quincy when it's my turn. You can volunteer wherever you want.
Yes.
Do not come. But I do feel that parents getting involved really increases the sense of belonging, because we're so diverse. And so it would be great if there's a broader participation in PTOs.
Well, that was going. Yes. I was going to ask next. What would you like folks to do to get involved with the PTO?
I think a great step is get involved in your own community PTO.
Right.
I think that you can make the biggest impact in your child's education and your child's community by reaching out to their PTOs. And on our Citywide PTO website, we do have the contact information to all of the PTOs across the district, so that's an easy way to find the information there. But then also, our PTO meetings, we meet monthly, virtually, that is welcome to everyone in the QPS community.
Okay.
We are trying to expand our outreach, so we do put our flyers out in multi-languages to try to reach everyone. And if anyone has any language barriers, just reach out and let us know, and we will work with QPS to get translation available or interpretation available for those meetings, so everyone is able to join.
Yeah, you really do serve as a voice for parents and students, right?
Yes, exactly.
And teachers.
Yeah. Yes, and teachers.
Can you be a member of like a local PTO and the Citywide PTO?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Should you?
I
think it's a great idea.
I
really do.
Part of Central back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I am on the Bernazzani PTO. Yeah. I've had three different roles on that PTO over the course of the last few years. I encourage it because it is a way for us to understand better as the citywide PTO, what's happening in the schools. Mm-hmm. A lot of the PTO parents understand more of what's going on because they're in the schools, they're volunteering, sure. They see it firsthand. But also any parent, even if you're not on your PTO, because we are a source of information, we do have that bridge to senior leadership with QPS. So any parent that wants to learn more about the school district or any happenings, more than welcome to join our meetings.
What about a non-parent, Jill, but still a Quincy resident? You know, or maybe your kids have aged out of the school system.
Your kids aged out and you still have an interest.
But they have grandchildren, perhaps?
Yeah. No. Okay. Yep. Any QPS community member, which I think would also represent any resident in Quincy.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. How did you yourself get involved with the citywide PTO?
How did I get involved with citywide? Shiv is the queen of outreach.
It's all your fault, Shiv.
It is all Shiv's fault. And to go back to a few years ago with the teacher contracts, I think I was really vocal online in my support of the teachers.
Okay.
And Shiv, who did not know me at all, said...
Noticed?
Yes. Yeah. She was like, hey, we need to get this girl on citywide. Okay. She's a great advocate. Not to toot my own horn, but that is what you said.
Yes.
So then she played a little fiddle and said, Jill, the students need you. They really do.
Tugging at the heartstrings.
Yes, yeah. And how can I say no to
that?
They
need her, right? Yeah. Like, yes. It's my biggest strength is to recognize people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And to put them in places, you know. So I thought she had all the skills.
Okay.
Yes. And she's old. She's a Quincy graduate.
I am. Okay. Yes.
And she's like traditional Quincy. We are new Quincy. Mm-hmm. So I think we need all lenses to come together to build a community and to support everybody. Yeah. So that's the key for us to have all lenses and to build community. Mm.
How long have you been a member, Jill?
I became a member during the teacher contract. So that was, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, 4 years.
Okay.
And then I was the co-president last year. And then when Kate Campbell stepped back for her run for school committee, mm-hmm. I took over the full reins.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how has the experience been for you?
I feel like I jumped right in with Kate. It was a learning curve. I kind of sat back and watched. And then once she clipped her wings and told me to fly, I really dove right in. I've enjoyed the leadership role.
Yeah.
I see the difference we can make in the education for our kids, and really that's what it comes down to at the end of the day.
Yeah, I would think the whole mission has changed since, I mean, the 70s. The city was not that diverse, right?
Yes. Yeah. I definitely think it has and it hasn't. Who are we talking to? Was it?
We were talking to Judy Brams.
Yep.
Yeah. And there was this person who started it, her name was Joanne Bragg.
Sure.
Yeah,
I've been around a long time, so I know.
I was going to say Joe's old school Quincy.
Yeah, so I think the whole goal was equity.
Yeah.
That time, it was not diversity, but economic equity,
okay.
Right?
All right.
So
yep.
I think that was the whole goal for everybody to have equitable resources. Some PTOs were doing really well.
Yes.
Some very hard to raise money.
Yes.
And I think that has really not changed.
Okay, all
including right. Diversity now. And I do feel like, as you know, that I'm engaged in many community building things, that our kids are growing up together. They meet in middle school, then in high school it even becomes more, it's good to know each other, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And these are spaces that we can all understand each other. Quincy is 100,000, it might be a big city, but where mm-hmm. I come from, 1.5 million was also small, so I'm just thinking that we can really build.
So this is like a little village to you, right, Shing?
Yeah, so I feel like we can really, really build community, and to Jill, as she came as a president, her lens is so different, and we have really grown with that lens because she had the PTO experience. None of us did before,
right?
You know, but she had the PTO experience, and she. Got many things going, like for PTOs, and she has unbelievable ideas, you know, for the future.
Oh, so let's not hide those, Jill. Do tell. Well, maybe pick one that you're really passionate about.
Okay. Shiv always says a statement, and then of course my mind goes crazy. So Shiv, as she's mentioned already multiple times, she's really big on the community building. So I looked at it and I said, well, how can we help across the district with the community building? And we looked at the inequities across the district with the PTOs. We have Snug, who built itself up from nothing, and the way they run is a lot different than another community like Wollaston. Okay. But then there are other PTOs that may not have as many resources. So one thing that we're working to do is work with QPS leadership to be established as a 501c3.
Really?
And then what we can do is we can do some fundraising, and then schools can come to us for some grant money. Or what we're hoping to do is establish an inventory of supplies where, okay, for field day, you need a bounce house. Mm-hmm. Well, we have that. So instead of spending $300 to $500 to rent that, we have it available on that day. You can borrow it from us.
Okay.
And that way the PTOs can spend money on other events like enrichment programs in the school, or that's something they could apply to grants through us for. It's all in the very early stages. We're still sussing out our plans. But then Shiv would love to have a community day, especially for new QPS students. We get a lot of questions over the summer and early September from kindergarten families about silly things as much as what do I pack for snack, as to bigger things like how do I find out if I'm eligible for the bus. So we're thinking, what if we held a community event, maybe up at Pageant Field? We invite every PTO to join. They can each have a place. We have field day type activities for all the students. Everyone can wear a wristband that represents their school, so everyone can say, oh, you go to Beechwood, or you know, you go to this school. And then also have different community organizations there, Quincy Youth Soccer, Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts, so that families can learn about these other resources throughout the city. Really just trying to build that community so that when the kindergarten or the new families show up at school pickup, a kid says, you know, look, that's the friend that I met at that event, and the parents are able to recognize others.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, all about connection.
And exactly.
And the thing that strikes me about what you're talking about is these are all in person. This is not, you know, virtual or social media.
This is
media
not virtual.
This
yes.
is, yeah, making those social connections in person.
Which I think over the last 5 years or so is something that's been really challenging to build back up on.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Absolutely. You're smiling, Shiv.
No, I think that's amazing. Yeah. Like, earlier we were, because I got involved in 2020.
Yep.
That was the COVID year,
and the height of COVID,
Yeah. And these ideas never came to our mind because we were just, and we realized that when we used to meet in person, which was 2019, because I joined in 2019, I actually came on board in 2020, and the five people used to come for the meeting, six people used to come for the meeting, but because of COVID, we had to come on Zoom, and we realized that we increased our reach of people attending the meeting.
That's true, yes.
So so that was an interesting result of COVID, right?
Yes.
Getting more people on. But also, over time, we have increased our outreach a lot, you know, on Facebook and on the stands that we have taken, the things that we've advocated. People do come to us. And then in 2021, I have always struggled with like certain questions because as I'm an immigrant, there are a few things I had no clue about. So I was very keen to have a website, and I've like worked really hard to make the FAQs, right? It's called for elementary school, middle school, high school. What are the organized, like people in one place can get all the information.
Sure, yeah.
So that has also increased our connection with the community.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and earlier there were hardly like 20 people visiting our website, and now I'm like, our website at least in a year or like have 3,000 to 4,000 visits.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
And especially when it's the kindergarten time, I see there was lots of hits on the website.
Sure.
So I think we are actually on the grassroots started to make a little bit of difference and increased our legitimacy, And nothing to take away from people who built this up since like 70?
50 years ago, right? Yeah. But so Jill, but the citywide PTO still meets just virtually?
We are still meeting virtually. Okay. We did hear from some families at the beginning of this year that they would love for the community building aspect of in-person. Yeah. But we've already planned out our calendar with where we're all volunteers.
Yes, you know, right. I get it. Yeah.
So we all planned this calendar year understanding it was all going to be virtual. So it's definitely something we're looking at for next year. Okay. Maybe quarterly we do in-person.
Or both?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But it's definitely on our radar for the next school year.
No, I understand. Yeah. It's all about time management.
Exactly.
You know,
we all have our kids screaming in the background on virtual.
and a lot of parents can't make it.
Right.
The time, and it's better. So Zoom.
No, that was one of the outcomes of the whole virtual world. The convenience factor was unavoidable, it did make it much more accessible.
Yep.
There is a candidates night coming up.
Night. This is something that Citywide PTO has done, at least since I've been really invested over the last few years, having students in the school system. But for school committee elections, every October we host a Meet the Candidates night that is moderated by representatives of the high schools. Usually on their student council or the high school selected school committee members.
Okay.
So all six candidates that will be on the ballot this year have accepted our invitation.
Very good.
There is a Google form that families can submit to their own questions.
Oh, okay.
And
through your website?
Through our website,
okay.
Yep. Our
through the Facebook and everywhere. So the Google form is everywhere.
Okay.
Yes.
Our Facebook gets a lot of hits. And,
and
we put that form in all many different groups.
Yes. Okay.
So
very
I think
good.
We've got a great response to it.
Yes.
Yes.
I think the last time around, there were only about 16 questions submitted. We have doubled that so far.
Wow, okay.
And we're accepting questions through the beginning of October.
Okay.
And a couple of board members will sit down and go through them and find common themes.
Yes, right.
And we will craft the questions that we will then provide to the high school students to give every candidate an option to answer.
Okay.
And
right.
ability to answer.
And
yeah.
I'd like to just add a disclaimer,
please.
Because not the whole Citywide is involved in this. Only the people who are not supporting any candidate are involved in it.
I was going to ask about endorsements if you go down that road or not.
So Citywide is a group.
Yeah.
Is nonpartisan.
Okay.
We do not endorse anyone, but there are quite a few board members that have been working on campaigns.
Sure.
So, yep.
Sure, I understand. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, but as an organization.
As an organization, nope.
Okay. So this is Monday, October 20th, 7 p.m. virtually.
Yes,
so it's
virtual.
Strictly a virtual event.
Yep.
And it's not a debate, right? It's a kind of meet the candidates?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Each candidate will have a couple of minutes to answer the same question.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And QRTV will cover it.
Yes.
Yay, of course. Of course. Of course. And about how long do you anticipate that it will run?
Anticipating approximately 90 minutes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Very good. And that will be available after the fact? It will be here on QATV, of course, but what about through the citywide as well?
I think through QATV.
Through your link. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
You don't have a YouTube account.
Yeah.
We've got you covered.
But you've given us an idea.
Yes.
Sorry, making more work for you, I know.
Way to go. Thanks.
Very good. And the students, so is it just high school students, Jill?
It will be high school students moderating, yes.
From both high schools?
We have Quincy High School confirmed. We are still doing outreach to get North Quincy represented.
Okay, yeah. So it gives them a good experience.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. It's a teaching moment. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anything else we should share right now with folks? Do you think? Make sure you check your notes there. Get it.
Let me
in
check
there.
My notes. We talked
events that we need to talk about other than the candidates night.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think I just want to say thank you to people who started this.
Yes.
And it has continued without a break. So thank you to whoever who started. Joanne Bragg is the name that we hear. So thank you, Joanne, and everybody who continued it. And I think we are taking the same message of building equity and community. So yes, and I think we do have plans as the two things. One, we are planning to make it a nonprofit. And the second is to do a big fundraiser And the third is to do something for the new parents, the kindergarten, incoming kindergarten parents. Yes. So these are our focus. And rest, the regular work that we do, we are always going to do, support the teachers, support the parents, support the students. That's where we have. We have
something. That's your core mission.
Yes. Yeah. And then we have something called an open forum. You can submit your question anonymously if you are not comfortable talking or anything, and we will take that question to the
appropriate,
like, the appropriate meeting, people and try to get a resolution. So, and we love feedback. And if you have any suggestions for us, and we would really love to, because the whole goal is to build a stronger community.
Absolutely, right. Very good. How long is the presidential term, Jill?
Till the next. Each term is 2 years.
Okay.
So I will be up for re-election at the end of the school year.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Anything else? Got it all in there?
I think so. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yes. We're happy to do it. I hope it helps get the word out for you and maybe get you some more participation and some more volunteers.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And thanks for watching us here at AEM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano, and we'll see you next time.